Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up and welcome in. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. We will be live with you from 2 to 6:30 from D.C. in the Navy Yard in our Half Street studios. That's 4.5 hours of fun today. We're excited. We got a good show planned, including when we are giving away tickets to a Caps game 9 days from now. If you want to win those tickets, Caps Red Wings, you better be listening ahead of the Beltway Blitz at 4 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Ruye.
Hey, buddy. I thought I was going to be able to come in and talk about a triumph today. I got 96, 97% of the way there, and then it all came crashing down. I'll tell you what happened. I bought a Roam machine. It was one of those like Amazon Black Friday sales. Long and short, you don't care at all. I promise you, you don't care at all. Most people listening don't care at all. I need to do cardio, which is miserable. It's the worst part. It's the hard part. And I can't just go running around. Like, everything hurts now. I'm 46. Knees hurt. Everything hurts for days after I do anything. So I'm like, this is a low-impact way to do like a good full-body workout, cardio, whatever. Right. So I buy this Roam machine. My wife's mad about the fact that we have a Roam machine now. It's like too much space. It's too much.
At least it's very small and doesn't take up half of a room.
It's bulky and awkward. So am I. Whatever. Point of dude's story is I assembled this thing by myself.
Wow.
I'm fitting Schnuglet B into Eyelet A and screw this and washer that. I'm cooking with grease. 30 minutes. I'm in. I'm out. I got it done. The final step is you're supposed to put a pin. It's like a safety pin. Not like a safety pin for like clothing, you know, like the little sharp thing, but like I don't know how to describe it better than a pull pin. It's supposed to go through hole, then space, and then a hole on the other side to prevent the whole thing from just falling apart. I fought with this stupid pin for 2 hours today. 2 hours of me trying to, I took the whole thing apart to put it back together again to see if there's a different angle. I did, okay, maybe it's the wrong hole, so I put a different screws in it. I fought this stupid pull pin, push pin, pull, I don't even know what it is, for 2 hours, and I left it unfinished. I'm not a man. I'm not. I thought I was. The hard part about it, Grant, is I thought I was.
If it's more than an IKEA end table, it's just not something that I have the patience or the skill to complete. Sometimes, this time of year, there's some building that has to be done.
Yeah, there's some assembly required.
I'm going to need some help. I'll help, but I'm not going to be the person in charge of the mission. You know, every single job on site has, like, the master of ceremonies.
Totally, yeah.
You're the site manager. I'm never going to be the project manager of any of these building endeavors. You want me to hand you something? No problem.
Allen wrench, sure.
Glass of water? I'll get you something. What do you need, babe? I'm just not going to be the guy because I'm not a guy.
Not that
or
guy,
something
pal.
Like that. Yeah.
I thought I was.
Well, good for you. You almost did it.
Oh, so frustrating.
Call a grown-up, have them come over, finish it for you, and then get your rowing in. Why not? 3 o'clock, 55 minutes from right now. I am so excited to talk to this guy. His name is Steve Trout. This is not Mike Trout. This is not Mike Trout's dad, best of my knowledge. His name is Steve Trout, and he is the director of In-Season Hard Knocks, who is slicing together the episodes that we are watching. Beyond that, he has directed shows like Quarterback on Netflix. He has directed the awesome WWE show where they went behind the scenes and showed you how the sausage is made. The stuff that I care about, the stuff that I want to watch, the types of shows that give you the access and peel back the curtain, figuratively, although with wrestling it was pretty literal, he directs these programs. I've got a lot of questions, and we're excited to talk to him at 3 o'clock
today. He basically goes, how do I make entertainment for Grant and Danny?
Yeah.
What should I do? What's my next project? And then he does it.
Caps have a huge game tonight. Happy Caps Canes Day, Daniel.
Die.
We can't, in this town, make up for the embarrassment of being pantsed in the playoffs by Carolina. That's not going to happen today. But you can try to win a regular season game against those very same Hurricanes. And that is the plan tonight at Capital One Arena. I am headed that way. I will see many of you there. Let's high five. Let's watch a hockey win. 7 o'clock start time tonight. John Walton joins us a couple hours before that at 5. To discuss the game and the Caps being the best team in the Eastern Conference right now, certainly the hottest team in the NHL. So that's all coming up on the show. But let's get going with Dan Quinn, shall we? Let's start with Jaden Daniels, the big story in town this week. We react in real time as best we can to press conferences, to audio, to the clips that everybody else is hearing. Oftentimes we're hearing them at the same time on the air. Yesterday we had the luxury of hearing DQ's presser in the afternoon, an hour or two before we talked about it on the show. So you get to do a little bit of thinking of how you want to discuss what he said. But last night, because I'm one of these people whose work is also my fun, is also my pleasure, is also my passion. I love sports. I love DC sport. Commanders are the team I care about. I find myself rewatching the presser and looking for body language and things. And I find myself always thinking more and more about what he said, how he said it. I don't think Dan Quinn's making the decision that Jaden Daniels shouldn't be playing. And when I came to that realization, I thought, does that just seem too conspiracy theory-ish? Should I not go hard in the paint with that on air? Does that seem like I'm just looking for something? Because you always have that voice in the back of your head of what the one guy is going to yell from Section 314.
Sure.
I can't get past the fact that every single time Dan Quinn has talked about playing Jaden Daniels, he has referenced how important it is for him to be out there, and he has said that he's going to be out there. And then all of a sudden yesterday, the tone completely changed. I think it's either Peters or ownership, but somebody above Dan Quinn basically going, I'll be the adult in the room, stepped in and said, he's not playing. And I'm not even saying Dan Quinn fights them on it or has an issue with it or that he's being held hostage to have to go out and have the press conference. I just think because of them having been eliminated maybe, because now you're 3-10, because he came back and he left another game with a problem, because you're once again in the training room now with this elbow, I think they're taking the decision out of the coach's hands and it's going up the ladder, which I'm not even saying if that's happening is a problem, by the way, but I do think that is taking place.
Is it committee or is it edict? In other words, is this dictated? Is this, hey, Dan, stop by my office. This is what's happening. Get along. Or is it, hey, what do you think about it? Collaborative? You know what I mean? Like, I think that matters to me. It may not to some.
I think Dan Quinn sees things the way Adam Peters sees things a lot. I think that's part of why he became the head coach.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Adam Peters' show, for better or worse. And most of the time, I think that's for better. But I think it's one of those where if it's Peters, he says, hey, man, here's what I'm thinking. Right now, we have the sixth pick. I mean, they might even talk about the draft, but this is all part of it. We've lost 8 in a row. We've been eliminated. This thing is over, Johnny. It is time to see what Jordan McGee looks like with the green dot. It is time to see what Ben Sinnott looks like with 7-8 targets. It is time to throw that screen that we were going to throw to Zach Ertz to Colson Yankoff, who's more athletic and has more speed and space. And maybe part of that conversation is, all right, let's get to item number 6 on the list. That's Jaden Daniels' health. Let's talk about Jaden Daniels. And I think in that conversation, DQ goes, mm-hmm, sure, yep, no problem. Yeah, okay, that makes sense to me. So if that's an a combo decision? Sure. I don't know that it's an edict. I don't think he's fighting it. I don't think he's pushing back.
Yeah.
Maybe it's ownership. I don't know if they call Dan or they call the GM, but I just think somebody goes, I'm throwing in the towel on whatever this is. Now, if a week from now we find out that he was just out against the Giants and he's going to play again, which I'm betting still is very possible, that maybe this is a one-week thing, then my little tinfoil hat theory here doesn't have a whole lot of credibility, legitimacy, whatever. I'm spitballing, and it didn't land and stick on the wall. But if he's done for the year, I don't think Dan Quinn driving to the facility with the Hard Knocks camera next to him on 267 just went up to the toll booth, threw a quarter in, and said, I think it's time to shut Jaden down. I think somebody above him with more power said, it's time to shut Jaden down. And he said, no problem. Fine with that. I think that's how it went.
Yeah, because coaches don't do that. Coaches are this play this week, this this afternoon, right? They don't do long-term by their nature, and that's probably right. You're trying to win that role.
Which, by the way, we always have said, especially when they had the coach and the GM in the same role in that fiasco of Rivera era, this is how it should work.
Correct.
The coach should be doing everything he can to beat the Giants on Sunday, and the GM, when you're eliminated, now-ish, should be saying, hey, let's make sure we're positioning ourselves really, really well for 26 and beyond. And the owner probably is in the business of both. If you're Josh Harris, you want butts and seats, which they're not going to have enough of, by the way, in their final couple of home games.
Right.
What's Christmas Day going to look like against Dallas? How many Cowboys fans, as opposed to Commanders fans, will be at that stadium?
It'll be a lot.
What's that Eagles game going to look like with that quick trip down 95 with Philly maybe clinching a division or whatever the circumstance will be that day? But you care a little bit about the product right now because you're trying to get people to come to the stadium and sit in those seats because you're trying to raise these prices or those prices. So it can't look terrible in the moment, but you're also worried about the long-term health. The GM, I think, is multitasking, but more prioritizing 26. Dan Quinn on his desk, there's 1,400 sheets of paper. They all say New York Giants. That's all he can worry about.
Right, and I think that's how the rule should be siloed, I think, to your point. The way I think of this is, I'm writing my draft. I'm writing the draft that this is what happened. I'm not going to publish it yet because I still think he's playing next week.
I do too.
And so then what do we mean? That, you know what I mean? Then was it just the conversation came from on high that he's not playing this week? Or then I have a harder time seeing that process.
So here's what I'm saying. If they're shutting him down, I think it came from above. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that.
And yesterday it sounded to me like for the first time, they were shutting him down. Now, I'm 51% sure that he plays next week. What is the difference between that and not being sure? It's the same thing. And if he plays next week, then, okay, no harm, no foul. It was a week where they just were extra precautionary because his elbow was sore. He dislocated it recently. You're playing on the worst turf where there are the most injuries in the league. There's plenty of reasons to just say, we'll try again next week. But if he gets shut down, my working theory is, somebody stepped in and said, we're good now. We've seen enough. Thanks.
Which I think is correct. So again, that's why I say I'm writing the draft of that column at this point where I'm going, if he doesn't play again, .. It was a, whatever you want to call it, adult in the room, a higher power stepped in and said, no more. I don't care about what should be. Here's what is. He's getting hurt every time he plays. We got to figure something else out. Whoever that's on, our whole new process. We need a whole new process. He can't handle it. We can't handle it. You can't handle it. No one, but it's not about blame right now, but the fact is it's happening. We can't do this anymore for a lost season. And yes, it's Johnny Newton time. Yes, it's Jordan McGee time. Yes, it's Kane Medrano time. Anybody that you have, not that many young players on this roster, by the way, that are worth anything, but it's time to see what those guys have. I think that's the most reasonable explanation. But my fear is the wrong word because I'm not like afraid of it. You know what I mean? But my suspicion is, or my working theory is, I actually haven't got, let me get back to it. I don't think I have a good explanation for what happened this week because I do think he's playing next week. This is going to be mysterious to me throughout.
Well, now, if he's playing next week, so let's just take that for a second and say that's what happens. That next week, like he practices limited all week. Then next Wednesday, he's full and he goes against Philadelphia in the first of the two Eagles games. Then I think what happened when we look back will be he was sore and they decided, but based on that soreness, based on the turf, whatever else there is with the Meadowlands. But the elbow is the priority here. The fact that people want to use re-aggravated, re-injured. To me, if you re-aggravate a dislocated elbow, it means you dislocated it again. So it's all semantics, but you landed really hard on a thing that got hurt, and it's sore right now. You know who else is really sore? Justin Herbert.
Yeah, the football players are.
Everybody's sore who's dealing with pain. Baker Mayfield, barely playing through a shoulder injury, super sore. They're all going to go play because these are important games. Like, I do believe, knowing nothing, but based on just reading the transcripts and watching the press conferences and guessing as best I can, I believe that if they were playing for a playoff spot on Sunday, Jaden Daniels would play. I think this is we're 3-10. He's sore. There's not much more needed than that. It's not like a new sore, by the way. It's not like his toe is sore. He landed funny on blank. Because the thing that we were so worried about for a month, we're now a little worried about again. But I don't think hurt versus injured is the words that we use.
Uh-huh.
He's in pain, which is hurt. He's not injured again. And so that's what I think is happening. EB went to the extreme with this, I would say, today. I saw one of the clips that 106.7, the fan posts, about this, and he basically said they're babying him. He's got a boo-boo. Like, I'm not saying that, okay? I have no idea what the elbow injury is, but I think what he's getting at in a extreme way is he landed on it, and he's sore, and he's feeling some pain, and they're saying you're not going to play with a thing that, like, Marcus Mariota would probably play with this weekend. Or if Jaden Daniels made the call, Jaden Daniels would just go out and play with this weekend. That's what I think is happening, probably. Unless, my theory here, if they are actually shutting him down and they're just not going to say it till next week, but we saw the first of a few press conferences that lead to that, if that's the path, there's two of them here, then maybe somebody stepped in and said, no more, we're good.
One, just a quick side. Oh my God, whatever this is. Again. We're doing it. We're doing decoder rings and interpretations on injuries, and we're distinguishing between, I'm not blaming you, injured and hurt and sore and aggravated. Like, whatever this is needs to end.
Time is a flat circle.
I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of 2012 again.
What's annoying more so than that we did this in 2012 is that we've been doing it for 13 weeks this year.
Yeah, enough.
What people outside of this market don't understand about how exhausting and terrible this year has been, in addition to the fact that they're 3-10 and they've lost 8 in a row, his first injury was in week 2.
Yeah.
And it was like a soft week 2. It was Thursday night football. So this was, by the way, 4 days after the season opener that he got hurt for the first time and was getting MRIs, and everyone's screaming at us because we're talking about that he's probably going to miss time and we're crazy. And then he missed some time. That was week 2. Days before the second Sunday of the season, since that moment, this routine, this dog and pony show, this hamster wheel, we've been on this damn thing all year.
Yeah.
So if you're ready to get off of it, you ain't wrong. Yeah. I'm really ready to get
off. I'm ready to end this ride. Where's that guy with a mustache and a mullet that's running the ride? Just shut it off, buddy. Let me walk out of these teacups.
In the parking lot of a mall.
Yeah. So that's number one. That's the quick side. But number two, I guess where I was trying to go with this is there's still some mystery about this to me. If we're doing the if he plays next week scenario, right? Where it went from he could have gone back into the game and we said no to we're ruling him out right now to yeah, he's fine, good to go in a short matter of time, and it's about this week, which I think still is strange because that doesn't match the rhetoric of anybody, anytime, anywhere, whatever, doesn't matter. These games are so important. You go from that to that turf up there is nasty. Like, that doesn't feel like them. It feels like me. I could talk about that. Like, but they don't live in my world.
That's not Dan Quinn.
Right, that's not Dan Quinn. That's not
the way he's done it all year.
It's not their rhetoric. So there's some...
Anybody, anytime, anywhere, unless you have some pain in your elbow and you're playing on turf where people have gotten hurt.
Yeah, and we're 3-10 and everything's a disappointment. If he doesn't play next week, I'll go, oh, I got it. They had a conversation. They went, yeah, this is empty. This doesn't matter. He can't stay healthy, period. If he does play next week, this week's going to be the head-scratcher for me as to how we got here. If he's still sore and bothered Friday, can't practice in full, can't do all the things, I go, oh, yeah, I get that. We got a lot of experience at dealing with key player injuries and asking for updates and not really getting them and reading the tea leaves. But this was a ruled out, the first chance we could rule him out, not even leaving it up to recovery or debate. This is not happening this week, period, end of story. When the last data point we had was, yeah, he could have played. And then he plays next week, that won't jive with me. That won't square is the way I'd phrase it.
Let me be clear. If ownership said, I don't want him to play anymore this year, I don't have a big problem with that. It's their team and their player, and they are doing something to protect the investment big picture, right? This is not like them telling Dan Quinn he's got to start a certain quarterback. I don't think it's the same thing. They're saying, you're so close to this, I'm further back, and I can see that you've lost sight of something that I can see. Now, I don't even agree with the take that he shouldn't play again, but I wouldn't have a problem if that's what happened. Similarly with with Adam Peters, the GM level, if he's doing this from above and saying, hey, I've seen enough, throwing in the towel here, let's make sure he's ready for the offseason. Again, I disagree with that logic. I have no problem with that. That's just like the owner has a role. That's his job. Mm. He's supposed to do that. If Dan Quinn is advocating that he should play because he needs the reps because he's not playing well enough and he needs more time with his teammates on the field, I have no problem with that. That's the coach's job. I don't think anybody's doing anything wrong. I'm just saying the observation that I don't know that I made strong enough yesterday when I go back and read and listen to everything is for him to have changed so suddenly, yeah, so intensely, so severely, the way he's talking about whether or not he plays is so strange to me that it seems like it came from a different place. It just seemed like somebody else is involved.
Yeah, there's a before and after. There's an intervention. Again, it sounds like we're talking about an addict. I don't even mean it that way. But there's a moment where here's the course we're on. You stop that course. What stopped it? Was it Peters? Was it Harris? Was it a combination therein? Was it, you know, a discussion among the other coaches? I have no idea, right? Where we go, we can't keep doing this. And then that clearly moved to the, hey, we're not doing it this week. And now, again, the next week, the proof will be in the pudding. Because if it's now multiple weeks, I go, okay, there's, to be pretty clear now, there's an intervention, they're shutting him down. But if he plays next week, then, again, that's harder for me to sort of reconcile.
So two questions. We'll open up the phones for you guys and take your temperature to kick off the show next. The first of those questions at 800-636-1067 is, do you think that we've seen the beginning of a movement toward actually shutting him down? Or are you not seeing it that way? Do you think this was just a decision based on this week because he's sore, they're 3-10, and there's no reason to play him? 800-636-1067. And then the second, and I think the more interesting question today, did somebody get involved above Dan Quinn, in your opinion? Why the difference in tone in yesterday's press conference? Or was it as simple as he played in another game, he left another game, you got eliminated from the playoffs, all in that intermediary time? 800-636-1067, at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. You want to join us there? You're listening to The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah,
give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We haven't really gone down that road yet to decide. He's out this week, and he's working hard to get back. But as far as what decisions are ahead, like, we just haven't gone down that road. He's working incredibly hard to get back with the guys. So, yeah, we're really bummed he got, re-aggravated on this specific injury. Going into it, thought he had a good week. There were things to improve upon into the game to get started. But yeah, we haven't gone down all the way yet. We just, kind of went through the first evaluations this week to get ready to play. So I'll have a better update as we're moving forward.
Prior to yesterday, every time Dan Quinn was asked about Jaden Daniels playing again this season, the answer has emphatically been that he would. That's a different answer, isn't it? Welcome back, G&D on The Fan. Steve Trout, the director of Hard Knocks, joins us in 30 minutes. And in 90 minutes at 4 o'clock, we will have a Beltway Blitz for you, and we are giving away tickets to the Capitals at that time. Danny, the question is, do you think that somebody above Dan Quinn got involved since the Vikings game to shut Jaden Daniels down?
It's my working theory right now. I'll be able to be far more conclusive or definitive depending on what happens next week. If we're doing the dance that we've done 77 times this year of, we'll see how he feels Wednesday, we're not going to miss a mark, return to play, we got a metric, and he's not going to miss a mark, and we'll find our true north, and we'll do the dance Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then I'll go, I don't get what this week was, but they didn't have an intervention. If he shut down, there was a committee formed, or Adam Peters walked into his office, or something.
By the way, you mentioned miss the mark. Before we get to the phones, I was thinking about this. I wanted to bring this up. You know how, like, in school, when you're super young, elementary school or something, a teacher will design the classroom in a way that there's, like, a theme. And then the theme becomes how you learn, possibly, throughout the year. So I'll give you an example. You walk into the classroom, and it looks like you're in a boat, the way that, like, certain things are on the wall, or there's pictures of the ocean or whatever.
We're on the reading canoe.
Exactly.
I get you.
It's like, and we're going to row the grab your paddles, and, we're going to all row 12 pages today or whatever. And you do that all season long. Dan Quinn's been obsessed all season long with compasses and how many degrees off chart we are and whatever else. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, like, he's weaving this still in and out of his speeches. The post-game speech from the other day, he was talking about how far off course they are. And earlier this season, he's like, it's only a couple degrees. We just need to turn. We're 3 degrees off. But if you keep going, you're going to go way in the wrong direction of the ocean. I don't know what his infatuation is with this, but this has been a year-long theme.
Saw some documentary on the History Channel or something. You know what I mean? Where, like, the Edmund Fitzgerald or something, like, took a deal. I don't know.
This was his speech after the game on Hard Knocks when they got shut out by the Vikings.
Today was so far off course.
That's the same team I'm talking about right there. We're off course, but it's always like we're just a couple degrees off. We've got to recalibrate. He's doing this captain of the ship bit that has been going on all year. Has anyone noticed this?
Oh, yeah.
It's like his theme. Like, next year they'll show up in class and sit down, and they'll open up their little plastic box that they get in their desk, and there'll be glue and scissors and, you know, the small scissors, right, that you can run with.
The wee scissors.
And it's going to be glue sticks and whatever. And Dan Quinn, the theme this year won't be that we're on a boat together. It'll be like the desert or something. And then all season long, he's like, if you look over the horizon, that's not just a mirage. That's a win.
That's water.
He'll be doing that.
Yeah.
It's like he is such a theme guy.
Yeah, like Davey was a theme guy. Like he went with finish the fight or stay in the fight or whatever. And then he never updated it. They were just fighting the whole time, and then they never developed young players. But he was finishing the fight for like 6 years. Like you need a new theme.
But then they got beat in so many fights after that.
Oh, they lost. They tapped out in all the fights.
2019, they won the fight.
That fight, great.
Still haven't won a fight since.
2020. Anyway. But I think Dan's going to come back next year with another one. It's going to be like, take on the challenge. And like, there's going to be a picture of the cat like hanging on the wall.
Let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro. Do you think Dan Quinn got overruled?
Man, that could have been it. But I don't even know why it's a question. If the young man can't fall on that elbow without getting hurt, he shouldn't be out there. So you need to protect the young man from himself, protect your investment. And like you guys said, me and my coworker had this conversation yesterday. It's time to see what we have in this young talent that we're not seeing enough of. Because one or two, it's gonna explain one or two things. Either we need to give them more time, or you guys are sorry and haven't been doing your homework with the people you pick.
The only problem with your call, which was I thought awesome, Andre, I take is he didn't get hurt. You know, people are acting like he got hurt again. He could have gone back in the game.
I don't think he got hurt.
Right.
He was already hurt. I think it's one of them things, like, I'm just going to use something we all experience as kids. You get a bruise, it hurts. When somebody touches it or you land on it, it hurts again.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying is wrong with him.
Right, exactly. And every player has that right now on the team, and that's what you play through. If he could have gotten hurt by falling on the elbow, and when I say hurt, I mean redislocated it, or it's displaced again, or something serious, multi-week, could have happened, they wouldn't have allowed him to play. And the proof's in the pudding. You can't land on the elbow harder than he did, short of being dropped from the top of the stadium. If they took him up on the catwalk, and they dropped him from there,
and did that Lady Gaga halftime plunge.
Right, and they said, you have to land on your elbow, no other part of your body. That would have been worse on his elbow. Short of that, being knocked 4 yards in the air and then sliding 5 more yards because of the contact he took on, that was as tough a test on the elbow as possible. And he came out clean. Wanted to go back in the game, supposedly could have gone back into the game. Now, someone might say, well, why isn't he playing this week? And I would say, exactly.
Right.
Precisely.
The reason there's a theory here is the two data points don't jive.
They don't make sense.
Sunday, fine. Wednesday, oh, we're ruling him out.
And he could be sore, any more so than he was. Sure. He could be more swollen than he was or what have you. Like, that is possible, absolutely. But that's not what he said. Let's go to Greg, who's in Reston. Greg, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, dude.
I do think he's being shut down. I do think it's coming from ownership. And I think if you thought he should have been pulled when it was 38-7 with 7 minutes left in Seattle, this season is at the macro equivalent of 38-7 with 7 minutes left in the season. The reps producing anything with legitimate growth, it's hypothetical. And Dan Quinn and his team can't guarantee that in the last few games, they're not going to be down 28-0 at the beginning of the second quarter of any of these games.
Sure, if they're down 28-0, pull them again. But getting better with those reps or benefiting from them, maybe is the better way to put it, is not hypothetical. That's reality. Getting on the field and experiencing the blitzes that he did from Brian Flores in a year where he's got the lowest completion percentage in the league against the blitz is invaluable and helpful. Whether it went well or it didn't, whether you completed the passes or you didn't, whether you got shut out or you didn't, you can't replicate that on a practice field in May. You can't replicate that in training camp. You can't replicate that in the preseason. There's one way to live that, and it was Sunday against the Vikings on the field. That's what he needs to do, is be out there. That's not hypothetical. I think it's an interesting take to say this is the season version of 38-7, because I don't think that's completely wrong. In that you're eliminated, like you've lost the fight. But what you're not taking into account to me is the 4 weeks of practice and the four games, the percentage of physical snaps that you would just be punting on at a time when you need them the most. That day, yeah, call off the dogs. 50% of the time they're getting home, they're hitting you. This is not worth it. This game is lost. But for 4 weeks, you're going to say, no practices, no time on the grass, no games. I don't think that's the same at all. Let's go to Ben in Manassas. What's up, Ben? How are you?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
So I definitely think it came from Upper, and I agree with you guys that he gains nothing from sitting on his couch or sitting on the bench watching the guys go out there and play. He's just sitting there, like, he needs to be on the field. He needs to learn how to play football with these big guys, take those hits, be able to land on that elbow again. And the problem is he didn't hurt it during the game. That's the issue. I agree, we're losing, you take him out, that's fine. But to say on Wednesday that he's not ready to go on Sunday, I mean, that's kind of like, what's going on there?
This is my question. Yeah.
And to Ben's point, because I can just picture it. Somebody's in their car banging the steering wheel going, what do you mean he didn't get hurt? He laid down on the field, and then he ran off, and they treated him, and he went into the blue tent, and he's not going to play this week. Of course he got hurt. The coach has said he wanted to go back into the game and could have. We held him out as a precaution. What he has said is, if that's Marcus Mariota, he goes back in the game. Pick another quarterback you're watching this weekend, Shedeur Sanders, or tonight Baker Mayfield or Kirk Cousins or whoever. If that's them, they go back out there. We protected him. By the way, we're all glad they did, right? We agree? They should have done that? Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you do that. Now, you get to this week, and there's four games left. Last week, you said, we got 29% of our season left. This matters. Now it's 23%. Is there a line of demarcation in there? We're at 25%.
Yeah, if you get sub 24, then you can shut someone down. It doesn't jive. Like, that's the part I can't get past. Is it? And again, if he plays next week, this will be so mysterious to me. What happened in those 2.5 days?
If he plays next week, it will be more strange.
Yeah,
it will be more impossible to figure out what is going on.
How we went from, because either one of the two occasions a fib was told, or a misdiagnosis,
which
or something
happens all the time.
Which of course it does.
And coaches are allowed to do.
Sure,
but it will be proof of that. But if he doesn't play next week, then at least we know they changed their mind.
Yes,
he didn't want to say it yet. I don't know why you wouldn't. There's no benefit, by the way. Zero. Zippy. None. To not coming out this past Wednesday when he said he wasn't going to play against the Giants and just say right then and there, we're shutting him down for the season. Just pull off the Band-Aid. If you're actually doing it, if that's the plan, if that's what you're doing next week, if they announce early next week after this game he's not playing again this season, I don't think you're going to kick the can down the road again. I don't think you're going to say, you can't come out early next week and say he's not playing against the Eagles. Are you shutting him down? We haven't really thought about that yet. Like, I don't think you could do that again. So early next week, you're either shutting him down or he's going to practice and play against the Eagles. If he does, to your point, this made no sense. If he doesn't, then we'll know whether someone intervened or not. I think they did.
Mm-hmm.
That happened, and they just weren't really ready to tell us about it yet. 800-636-1067. Trying to read the tea leaves with you here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
PLD will not be playing tonight, but the Caps will be against the Canes, one of their bigger games of the month of December. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. Means a lot. Steve Trout, Director Hard Knocks at 3. We're giving away Caps tickets at 4 o'clock right here on the Fan. Right now we're talking Jaden Daniels and the fact that yesterday was the first time it seemed like the team could be headed towards shutting him down. I guess we won't know more until after Sunday's game with the Giants in the Meadowlands. Did somebody intervene is what we've been stewing on. I just got a tweet. I'm at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter if you want to hit me up. Same on Instagram as well. And Tailgate Ted sent this, which I thought was pretty
funny. This had me laughing out loud.
So we've gone with, rather than anybody, anytime, anywhere, the one off and on we've been saying, and Toby, I think, just succinctly mastered this one. Nobody, never.
No place? Nowhere?
Nowhere.
Yeah.
In that order, right? Tailgate Ted's got next year's slogan. Somebody, not on turf, occasionally. Some teams, not on turf, occasionally.
Yeah, I think it should end like our slogan.
Can we paint that one on the walls in the meeting rooms?
Not as catchy, but our slogan should end up, if that's okay with you. Like, just a very passive thing. We don't want to dictate anything to anybody. Like, if you guys are available.
But if we're going to do the t-shirts, now's the time. Because Christmas is a-coming on the 106.7 The Fan shop. Nobody, anybody, anytime. Never, anywhere, nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nobody, never, nowhere. Let's go to Paul in Centerville. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys, how's it going? The organization looks like it's playing on tilt right now, doesn't it? But I personally do not think that this is a pure overrule. I think that there's nothing about this operation that tells me it works like Dan Snyder did. But I think there's a lot that maybe they just learned new information this week that they didn't have last week, okay? They didn't know when they cleared him how he would respond to football contact. Now they know, and maybe it wasn't good, right? They didn't know how he would look on the field. Now they know that. So maybe if last week it was 60-40, yes, he plays, now they just know a little bit more about how he actually lands and takes a hit, how he actually looks, and now it's maybe 60-40. No, he doesn't play, but we'll see. But, I don't know what's going on there, but this doesn't feel like a Snyder operation. I don't think anyone big-footed anyone. I just think they're on tilt, and they don't really know what they're doing, and it shows. So that's
it's a good call. It's a
appreciate
good call.
You.
The idea that it's Snyder-like, the pushback on that,
yeah,
which I get, would mean, though, that I'm saying it's dysfunctional. Snyder involved himself on who they should draft. Snyder wants a certain quarterback because he went to high school with my kid, or a certain cornerback because when I watched that game he played on that Saturday on my yacht, he had an interception. That's dysfunctional. You take over the draft from your scouts and your player development guys don't get to do their job because you're telling them that you want certain guys on the field. That's not what this is. owners are always going to be involved. When it comes to GMs, head coaches, and quarterbacks, especially young superstar quarterbacks, face of the league, you're on primetime every other week because everybody wants a piece of this guy, quarterbacks, owners are going to be involved. That's not dysfunctional. That's the business. That's normal. So if it was an owner, if it was a GM, I don't view it as dysfunctional. This is not Snyder-esque. It's just people that are a little further away than the coach who has to worry about winning. He's now 500 here. He's now sub 500 by like 10 games over the last 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, as a coach. All he cares about is not losing 9 in a row because it's embarrassing. So, and they're going, I appreciate that you care about that. You also need to care about this.
Which is fair. To me, if it's collaborative, if it's a discussion, that's one thing, which is what you should do. You should have reasonable minds in the room and everyone share their perspective. But if the owner dictated, I do think that's dysfunctional. Like if the owner leaves his box and goes down and tells the coach who to play, that's a problem, regardless of circumstances. I understand the quarterback's different and he's more prized and he's selling all the tickets and the jerseys and everyone cares. But that's a slippery slope because then you're one step away from drawing which plays are unacceptable on the whiteboard.
It's certainly a slippery slope. I think this is different though. If you're doing that in week four, if you want Mariota to start over Daniels, or you're picking Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson or something, absolutely that's dysfunctional. I don't think this is the same though. But not all situations in terms of involvement are created equal, I guess, for me. Let's go to Jermaine in Bowie, home of the Bay Sox. What's up, Jermaine?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, bud?
Yeah, so, all right, so I guess my answer is to, I think Grant, you said that he's another player. You know, we wouldn't sit any other player. He's just another player. I would say he's not just another player. He's a franchise player. And so I think we just got to treat him a little different. I think you got to sit him for next year. I think this year's loss. I don't even think the snaps this year are going to really translate to next year. How much is playing those last few games going to benefit him next year?
Well, the longer he sits out, I think the harder it gets to play at a high level. Is something that happens in the game against the Giants going to translate? Not necessarily. But is there a compounded development that happens with the more certain types of disguise coverages or blitzes or things you see, something that clicks? I talked about this a lot with Logan Paulson on the new episode of Take Command, where he referenced the end of, I think it was the 2012 season, maybe, 2013 season, where Fred Davis, I think it was, got hurt and didn't play at all in the final 4 or 5 games. And he basically said he had to play a lot, and he wasn't necessarily ready to do it, but that's what happened. And he said if not for that experience, he wouldn't have known going into the offseason, okay, these are the areas I need to work on, these are the areas I don't, these are the things that I thought went really well, I can study this. And he said basically every amount of success he had the following year, he could draw directly back to like the time he got during these games that everyone says are insignificant. So maybe it's a different situation for a back of the roster tight end.
Right.
But I think the point is the point. You benefit from playing in games. You don't get better by not playing in games.
The thing that it should be universally agreed to as a baseline is the best way to improve at football is to play football. Everyone understands that. The balance sheet, though, for maybe necessarily the callers like this, but for me is how the injury fader, right? Where you don't get to play football at all when you're injured. And when you keep getting hurt, you don't get the development either, right? So there's that balance sheet. Like if you could guarantee me he's not going to get hurt, I'd go, you play him every snap of these last four games. Of course you do. Every practice rep, everything all the time. Of course, there's no guarantee of that. What's realistic is for people like me that are terrified of him getting more injured because he's been hurt 3 straight games or had to leave because of injury and health or whatever, then you go, all right, we know what's best, but we can't do that. So let's back off. That's where the disagreement is.
Director of Hard Knocks going to join us next on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.